I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The first ever appointment of a Dalit to serve as Chief Justice of India's Supreme Court may finally mean a voice for the country's low caste society. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohannan says this is historic. He says Dalits currently lose affirmative action rights when they convert to Christianity. While the case is delayed in the Supreme Court, that could change. Yohannan says while many Dalits have rejected Hinduism already,
there's millions and millions of Dalits that are waiting to see how these decisions are going to be made before they come public and say we embrace Christian faith.
Funding is needed now to help train pastors. Next, the recent execution of a North Korean Christian is having a profound impact on the World Bible Translation Center. Because the man was caught with two of their Korean New Testaments in his possession, the government likely knows what they look like. To that end, WBTC is working with missionaries to put the Korean scriptures in other formats that won't be recognizable as scripture. Pray as the team moves forward with this project. And the threat of terrorism in the Philippines is helping World Hope's program grow. World Hope's Ann O'Dell says that they helped launch a primary school among the Balan 8 years ago. Because of the rebel activity in Mindanao, villagers were concerned over the safety of their secondary school-aged children who had to travel to school. So they built one at home.
Starting in April, which is when their new school year will start, they're anticipating having 80 to 100 students. And they will add grades each year. So this next year they'll have 9th grade and then the following year 10th grade.
Pray that these schools will help spread the gospel throughout the Balan. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also visit our new website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.